And we have a special guest with us today. Hi, special guest.
Hi, I'm Melissa Brown. I'm not going to say my age, but I am also from Hudson, and I teach first grade at Hudson in Hudson School District.
Yay. We love first grade.
She just so happened to be me and Amelia's first grade teachers.
Yes, I've taught both of these girls in first grade, so I'm excited to be here.
Hey, and so Amelia, Ingrid, and I are the Bound by Books crew. We have a show every Monday from 3:30 to 4 where we talk about books and bookish things. And today we're taking over the WGXC afternoon show to talk about the Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is happening tomorrow at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. And we have a bunch of authors and illustrators that are participating in the film book festival tomorrow that are here to talk with us about their work and about the festival. But first, we're going to talk with Melissa and just hear a little bit more about what's planned for the day.
The book festival is just one of the most exciting times for me. I am thrilled to be part of it. It's our ninth year, and we've just grown every year and gotten more exciting programs and more exciting events, and give more back to our community. And so this year in particular, I have two new things that I wanted to highlight for our listeners, which is that this year our, with the help from the Hudson Children's Book Festival Literacy Fund, we were able to get enough money so that we could offer free autographed books to every student in the Hudson School District. And we're really super, super excited and proud of that. Because while we have these wonderful, diverse, amazing authors and illustrators that come to this book festival every year, we've always had the challenge of trying to get these books in the hands of the students that attend our district. And so I'm really super excited and proud to be able to offer these good four coupons for all of our students. So I really hope to see all Hudson students at the book festival tomorrow. The second thing that I wanted to highlight was that if any of you out there are comic book readers, you will know that tomorrow is National Free Comic Book Day. And every year we've tried to coordinate this, and this year I'm excited to report that we will have a comic book table in the exhibition hall. So as well as getting your free author signed book, please stop by the exhibition hall and pick up your free comic book for National Free Comic Book Day. So those are the two new things that I'm really excited about. I would just also like to let you know that we have 75 authors and illustrators this year, again, authors and illustrators that have award-winning books that appeal to audiences from infant to adult. And so something for everyone there. We also had 10 school visits today, so that was wonderful. Authors and illustrators all over our district. And we are one of the biggest book festivals in New York State, so I'm also very proud of that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the school visits that happened today?
Visits were in the high school. We had Ellen Hopkins and Eric Devine, and they'll be on your panel shortly. Intermediate school, we had Jack Gantos and Jerry Kraft, and they were very popular and well received. In the junior high, we had Tori Maldonado and. Mm-hmm. I know he's always a favorite of students. And at John L. Edwards in the primary school, we had Shelley Rotner and Diane DeGroat, and they are partners that work together on they're both authors and illustrators of their own right, but they've also partnered together for some books, Paul Sajak, and he writes the popular Monster series books. And so those were very popular in our in the primary building.
And what time is the festival run?
So the festival is, I'm so glad you asked. So the festival is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can stop by any time between 10 and 3. So I like to point that out. So if you have other commitments during the day, other things you're doing, stop by for an hour first thing in the morning or at the end of the day if you are busy doing other things. But anytime between 10 and 3, there's also a shuttle service that runs all through Hudson and has stops in Greenport as well. You can check the website, HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com, to find the map for the shuttle stops.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. I'm so excited. Every year the book festival is so much fun.
It's like a great big party for me. I know that my favorite thing in the world is to be surrounded by books, but I'm sure that you guys can relate to that.
Definitely. Yeah, this Absolutely. Is definitely one of our favorite events of the year here in Hudson. It's fun to both see, there's often returning authors that you kind of get to see their new work and catch up with them, and then there's always somebody new as well. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to see what's up there. And I love that it's for everything from picture books through teen books.
I do too.
I like the diversity.
I love the diversity both of the audience that the authors are going for, like you said, from baby to adult, but also the diversity of genres, the diversity of the authors and illustrators we have. I think that's really great too.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Yay.
Well, thanks for coming in to talk a little bit about the festival. We're so excited for tomorrow. And I think we're gonna play a little song, and then we're going to bring some authors in to talk a little bit about their work.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.